News. I'm John Scott.
President Trump isn't sure if Russian President Putin will agree to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
Asked about Putin's failure to commit to a sit-down with Zelensky, Donald Trump said the Russian and Ukrainian presidents don't like each other very much. He said he'll have to intervene if there's no movement.
We'll see what happens over the next week or two, and at that point, I'll step in very strongly.
Following recent meetings with Putin and Zelensky separately, the president had hoped for a breakthrough in peace talks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wildfires continue to burn out west. More than 2,000 fire personnel were working the Picket Fire in California's Napa County, burning for a 6 day as weather conditions did turn favorable. According to CAL FIRE, the Picket Fire, burning 6,803 acres, it was 17% contained. Evacuation orders and warnings remain in effect for that fire. In a social media post, Eric Perkins, Operations Section Chief for Oregon's Department of Forestry, says they're starting to get the upper hand on the flat fire in Deschutes County.
Things are looking really good. We're going to make sure that the stuff is all tied in on the Deschutes River Canyon side of things. We're getting there. We have this old fire scar here, this Alder Springs fire scar from earlier in the summer. The fire has checked up on that. Again, looking good.
This Oregon fire is at 5% containment at last report. On the economic front, Korean Air, the country's flagship carrier, will spend $36.2 billion to purchase 103 next-generation aircraft from Boeing, including 95 passenger planes and 8 freighters. The Dow up 3 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 24. This is SRN News. ISIS is still lurking.
According to research conducted by the United Nations, the Muslim terrorist group that was driven out of Iraq more than a decade ago has not disbanded, and it has not gone into hiding. ISIS and its affiliates are terrorizing Christians and others all over sub-Saharan Africa, and they're active in Syria and Afghanistan as well. The UN report says the group is highly adaptable and is utilizing the latest technology to carry out violent attacks in many places. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France summoned American Ambassador Charles Kushner to Paris yesterday after he wrote a letter to French President Macron stating the country does not do enough to combat anti-Semitism. The French Foreign Ministry says his allegations are unacceptable. The summoning of the ambassador is a formal and public notice of displeasure. France, which has the third highest population of Jews in the world, has seen a rash of anti-Semitic acts recently. This is SRN News. A tropical storm's deadly landfall in Vietnam brings heavy rain and strong winds.
Tropical storm Kajiki made landfall in Vietnam on Monday afternoon after hitting China's Hainan Island. The storm weakening to a tropical depression over Laos, with heavy rains forecast for Tuesday in Thailand, and people have been warned to be vigilant about possible flooding into Wednesday. Vietnam's state media says 3 people have died since Friday, over a dozen people injured, and thousands of houses damaged. The National Weather Service says the typhoon brought torrential rain that's triggered flash floods and landslide alerts. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Rescuers in eastern Pakistan have evacuated tens of thousands of people to safer areas after neighboring India released water from overflowing dams and swollen rivers into low-lying border regions. More evacuations from various districts in the eastern Punjab province are still underway. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.